Welcome to the April 21st service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service today is led by our settled minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, and the theme of this Easter Day service is Resurrecting Hope and Wholeness.
This weekend is a special time for people all around the world. On Friday, Jewish people began the week-long observation of Passover, a festival of freedom. It commemorates the Israelites' exodus from Egypt and their transition from slavery to freedom. The main ritual of Passover is the Seder, which occurs on the first two nights of the holiday, a festive meal that involves the retelling of the exodus through stories and song and the consumption of ritual foods. Many Unitarian Universalist congregations hold seders led by Jewish UUs who know the rituals and the words of the Haggadah. Did I say it right? Haggadah? Obviously not me. I saw photographs on Facebook of my home congregation in Charlottesville where they had probably 30 or 40 people, including lots of children, to tell the stories of the Exodus and eat the bitter herbs and the other ritual foods. On Monday, people all over the world will observe Earth Day. It's almost 50 years old. It started 49 years ago. It is a day of political action and civic participation. People march, sign petitions, meet with their elected officials, plant trees, clean up their towns and roads. Now, I know one thing that's happening in Blacksburg is a rally up on Henderson Lawn at 5 o'clock on Monday. So I hope to see some of you there. And today. Does anyone know what today is? Easter. Yes, it is Easter. It is the most holy of Christian holidays. Many of us were raised in Christian churches. And we have memories of attending Easter services, wearing our very best new clothes. I see some of those today. We got to wear shiny shoes and hats and white gloves. Anyone remember doing that? Yes. I think maybe next year we should all wear bonnets and gloves. As a denomination, Unitarian Universalism is grounded in Christianity. So today we will do a special activity to learn about Easter. You should have received a picture of a chalice. If you did not, raise your hand. And do we have any more? So yeah, if you could raise your hand. So does anybody recognize that chalice? Yes, it's this chalice. I actually came and took a photograph of it, and you might notice that the flame is a little bigger than usual. That's my bad. I wanted to have a picture of the flame, and I put it into a computer program, and so that chalice that you see is this chalice. And the rest of it is supposed to look like a stained glass window. Is it sort of, kind of? All right. So you should also have crayons, because we are going to color in our stained glass chalice. So the greeters are going to, you don't have to run, just, yeah. As I'm getting ready to tell this story, take crayons, and if you can use the back of one of the hymnals as your little place to color. If you prefer, we have two tables set up if you want to sit at a table. Things are a little different today. So here's my expectation. Is that it will be a little noisy in here today, and that's okay. But we want to be quiet enough to hear the story. And if you want to share crayons, that would be great too, because cooperation is part of our tradition as well. So here is the color, the colors of Easter. Easter is the time when Christians celebrate and remember the life and death of Jesus. Most of what we know about Jesus' life comes from four books in the Bible called the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. The story of Jesus' life, is, as told in Mark, is the oldest story. The other Gospels take the basic story in Mark and add on to it in a way that makes each story of Jesus' life a little different. All right, here's the first instruction. Ready? Color in the flame of the chalice. Color the flame for the mystery that is Jesus and for all the things we do not know. And if you have to wait to borrow a pen, a crayon the color you want, that's fine. Now, one idea found in most of the stories about Jesus is that he was a very loving and caring person. The stories say that Jesus stood up for people who were left out or being picked on, and he listened to people whom others ignored. He taught others he knew to do the same. So I invite you now to color the chalice for the love and caring Jesus showed toward all people. Some may remember that the chalice is a symbol that was first created for Unitarians during World War II. When the Unitarian Service Committee was helping Jewish people and others who were at risk escape the Nazis in Europe. And the chalice looks a little bit like a cross. And the chalice is a symbol for Christianity as well as Unitarian Universalism. How's the coloring going? Another thing people remember about Jesus is his courage. He spoke out against laws and people whom he did not think were fair and kind. He disobeyed some of the laws and tried to change them. He made both friends and enemies by his teachings and his actions. So I invite you to color the rest of the stained glass window for the strength and courage it takes to stand up for what you think is right. So, the story continues. People who agreed with Jesus became his followers. Others who disagreed with him plotted against him. One of his followers, Judas, disagreed with him and turned him over to his enemies. Jesus was arrested and sentenced to be crucified. He was nailed to a cross and he died. That is part of the Easter story. Jesus' followers were confused, sad, and scared. They didn't know what to do. So now I'm going to invite you to do something very counterintuitive. Take a look at that beautiful stained glass window that you've created. And now I'm going to ask you to take a black crayon and cover it over. So if you don't have a black crayon near you, the ushers are coming around with black crayons. And what you want to do is just cover it as much as you can. So all you have is a black picture. For the fear and hate which causes people to do cruel things, and for the sad and painful things in life which can leave us feeling so confused and frightened that we don't know what to do. And I promise you that that is not the end of the story. That even in times of deepest sorrow, there is still hope. And now we'll finish our story. On the third day after Jesus died, known today as Easter Sunday, Mary Magdalene went to Jesus' tomb and found his body was gone. Then she saw a man who said he was Jesus, and he told her to not be afraid, that he was going to be with God. Later, other followers believed they saw Jesus too. And Jesus told them to carry on his message by doing what he had done in his life. This is the miracle of Jesus' resurrection that is now celebrated on Easter Sunday. The early Christians carried on his work so it stayed alive and did not die with him over these thousands of years. So now, the last part of our art project. If you have a coin in your pocket, pull it out. And if you don't, the greeters have paper clips. And you can either use the side of the paper clip or the coin. And you want to lightly scratch off the black crayon, covering each section of the window to let the colors show through again. Make sense? This is part of life. You do things and you undo things, but it will be different. It will be transformed. When we really believe in something, it gives us hope. And this hope makes us strong and courageous. When we're sad and confused, sharing our memories and doing things which show our love and care for each other makes us feel better and lets our light shine through. So as you're busily, how's it going? Is it coming off? All right.
Dark here.
I love that there's always someone here to fill in the blanks that I leave. So I'm going to read one of my favorite Easter poems. It's by Victoria Weinstein. So as you scrape away the black crayon, please listen to these words. Being the resurrection. The stone has got to be rolled back from the tomb again and again every year. Roll up your sleeves. He is not coming back, you know. He is not coming back unless it is we who rise for him. We who lay healing hands on the reviled and rejected like he did on his behalf. We who rage for righteousness in his insistent voice. We who love the sinner, even knowing that the sinner is no farther off than our own heartbeat. He will not be back to join us at the table to share God's extravagant banquet, God's love feast. All are invited. Come as you are. And so it is, you and I, who must feast for him, must say the grace and break the bread and pass it to the left, and dish up the broiled fish or pour the wine and pass it to the right, and treat each one so tenderly,
as though just this morning she or he made the personal effort to make it back from heaven or from hell, but certainly from death, to be by our side. Because if by some miracle, and why not a miracle, he did come back, wouldn't he want to see us like that? Wouldn't it be a miracle to live for just one day so that if he did, by some amazing feat, come riding into town, he could take a look around and say, "This is what I meant." And we could say, "It took us a long time, but we finally figured it out." Oh, let us live to make it so. You are the resurrection and the life. How are we doing with our pictures? All right, can anybody hold theirs up so we can see? Oh, beautiful. Show them to the people around you. It's different, isn't it? Someone was very creative. Beautiful. As we think about the colors of Easter, starting with the mystery of Jesus, the love and caring he showed toward all people, and his strength and courage standing up for what was right, we also remember the deep sadness and despair that his followers felt when he died. With tomorrow being Earth Day, we're mindful that many feel great sadness and even despair at the state of the earth. People in the New River Valley are especially sad about the building of the pipeline, which has already led to cutting down trees and bulldozing earth. As people of faith, we have a responsibility for stewarding the earth. As Unitarian Universalists, we acknowledge that we are a part of the interdependent web of all life. Whatever happens to the earth happens to us. Even as we feel despair about the state of the earth, we can also remember the hope of the Easter story. When we really believe in something, it gives us hope. And this hope makes us strong and courageous. But sometimes the problems of the world seem too big for any one of us to make much of a difference. When I get to feeling that way, I like to remember a story that Dr. Rachel Naomi Ruman received as a birthday gift when she was 4 years old. Her grandfather, who was an Orthodox rabbi and a flaming mystic and student of the Kabbalah, told her the story of the birthday of the world. In the beginning, there was only the holy darkness, the Ein Sof, the source of life. Then in the course of history, at a moment in time, this world, the world of 1,000,000 things, emerged from the heart of the holy darkness as a great ray of light. And then, perhaps because this is a Jewish story, she writes, there was an accident. The vessels containing the light of the world, the wholeness of the world, broke. And the wholeness of the world, the light of the world, was scattered into 1,000,000 fragments of light, and they fell into all events and all people, where they remain deeply hidden until this very day. According to her grandfather, the whole human race is a response to this accident. We are here because we are born with the capacity to find the hidden light in all events and all people. and to lift it up and make it visible once again, and thereby to restore the innate wholeness of the world. This is a very important story for the world today. This task is called Tikkun Olam in Hebrew, which means the restoration of the whole world. This is a collective task. It involves all people who have ever been born, all people presently alive, and all people yet to be born. We are all healers of the world. The story opens a sense of possibility. It's not about healing the world by making a huge difference. It's about healing the world that touches you, that's around you. This is our power. Amen, and blessed be.